Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Rapella, 13 Fishing, Omnia Fishing, and Visit Anderson, South Carolina. Now, here's your host, lifetime bass member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Sports Byline USA Network and other fine stations around the country. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series and tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a junior Bassmaster Championship, high school national championship, a college national championship, and the college bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com, click on the Tournament tab, and select Nation. And to join the hundreds of thousands of members of Bass, just click on the Membership tab. BASS members enjoy Bassmaster Magazine and exclusive access at Bassmaster.com. Now, the best way to communicate with the show is to visit our Facebook fan page at Facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the Anglers tab at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. Our first cast segment of the show is brought to you by 13 Fishing, and we have a great deal for you right now. The Gerald Swindle Design Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at Rapala.com along with all their other great products. And for a limited time, you could get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20 only at Rapala.com. Now, I fish these rods and reels, and I fish all the Rapala products, and I could not be happier. Get 20% off with the code BASSRADIO20 on everything at Rapala.com. Big news out of Birmingham this week is Bass announced a new format for the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series for 2025 and the Tackle Warehouse Bassmaster Elite Qualifier Series. Tournament Director Hank Weldon is coming up to explain it all to us. On either side of that, we're doing a little winning ways deal as we'll go back and hear from 2024 Angler of the Year Chris Johnston and Rookie of the Year Trey McKinney. So sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Square Bills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinnerbaits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
Hey gang, Tom Abraham here for my friends at 13 Fishing. I can't tell you how excited I was to learn that two-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year Gerald Swindle had teamed up with the crew at 13 Fishing to build the ultimate rod and reel series that combines quality with a price point that works for all. And right now, we have a tremendous deal for you. The new Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at 13fishing.com, and for a limited time, time, you can get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20, only at 13fishing.com.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell, boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell, perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today. And we'll even throw in some free gifts.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And, well, we're going to start things off in our champion show with the rookie of the year. Could have been so much more. I mean, let's say he could have been so much more. He was running away with the angler of the year, was going to win the rookie of the year and the angler of the year. Had that snafu at Smith Lake. It dropped him back. It was the only tournament he didn't cash a check in, didn't make a Saturday cut in. But really, on the water, he had over 16 pounds that day. He had the biggest bag of the day. He was going to be leading that tournament or near the top of that tournament, but it didn't work out. But he rallied and showed some class with a 42nd place finish at Champlain and then third at the St. Lawrence River. He is, of course, the phenom Trey McKinney, and he joins us now on the VMC Hook. Trey, welcome in. How are you?
What's going on, buddy?
Well, you are, mature beyond your years. You turned 19 during the season here back in February, and, you know, what happened to you would have devastated so many people. You still won over $250,000 this season alone on the Elite Series, and you went up north, and you made a run at it. You pushed. You ended up finishing second in the AOY and third in the tournament at the St. Lawrence. But how did you compartmentalize this thing and just put it out of your mind and not be up all night thinking about what happened back in Alabama?
You know, I can't lie. Like, this last tournament really hurt. I'm taking it the wrong way. It was as amazing as a week to remember, but it really hurt knowing that, you know, if I would have just had it, just not even as good as what I would have finished at Smith, just a 50th place finish at Smith, knowing that I would have walked away with a piece that is an unbelievable achievement. You know, there's only one angler a year that gets to hoist that trophy, and it left us with a gap, but it just gives us more fuel to move on. I really came in with peace when I was up here for pre-practice. You know, I realized, you know, past is past, future is future, and you know, there's nothing I can do about it. It happened. It's done. It's over. And just thinking about more of the future, and you know, the main thing about this is just thinking about a career standpoint, and really hoping that I have a long career in this. It's something I love. It's something I dream of every night. It's something that I enjoy doing, and that says a lot when you can wake up, enjoy what you're doing, and try to make a living doing it.
You took a lot of shots, social media-wise, everything else. I mean, a lot of heat, a lot of false accusations. At one point in time, I counted about 7 or 8 accusations, really, about you, about various things. And every single one of them was proven to be false, that they were not true. These things that were coming after you. Now, obviously, there's a certain amount of envy involved there because you were being so successful. But again, you're 19 years old. I mean, how did that affect you? Did it sour you at all, or are you able to just kind of look past all of that stuff and say, you know what, that's part of the deal? When you're near the mountaintop or at the mountaintop, people are going to take shots.
You know, that's the one thing that I can come in and say it doesn't bother me on any kind of public thing, but it does. You know, it's kind of one of them things where, you know, I've worked, so, and don't get me wrong, I am 19, but I have worked so hard for something that anything that we have achieved this year. And to see people, you know, try to chop you down off the tree that you've tried to climb, it is hurtful. You know, stuff that, you know, is absurd, and you know that I'm trying my hardest to, you know, stay on the straight and narrow path. And, you know, the few mistakes I did make, I did. You know, I took full responsibility for, you know, at St. John's, anything I have done at Smith, you know, that was my own doing.
Sure.
I got stressed out, you know, a lot. It slipped from me. I was waiting on my check-in time that I thought was 3. Mm-hmm. It wasn't that I misjudged my run time, that I misjudged anything. It was that I truly thought that I was weighing in at 3, and I was sitting there waiting. So my fish were in good care. I was taking care of my fish, just waiting on that time to go up there and weigh them on the scale to be pumped to go to that northern swing, knowing that I have a legitimate shot at the title. So, yeah, it does hurt a little bit when people, you know, try to take what you've done and don't give you, you know, your full, you know, like, hey, man, instead of good job, it's like, hey, what can we get him on this time? You know, or what can we try to get him on this time? It does hurt, but hopefully, you know, we can just put our head down. It's like anything, you know, there's a lot of drama in a lot of stuff. But, you know, that's one thing that we can't let affect us. You know, I want to get on social media and be like, you know, like comment on something and be like, man, you know, like this is what really happened, anything else like that, so people don't twist stories. But I feel like for me, it's better just to, you know, lay low. I have peace with what I have done this year. I pray about it every night, knowing that I feel I'm in the right. And I have peace with what I've done this year and staying on that straight road. And that's what I intend to do for the rest of my career.
Well, from, you know, before you were born, things have happened in sports and professional sports with young guys that have come in, young phenoms that have come in that have all dealt with the same thing. Jeff Gordon in NASCAR, when he first came in, I mean, oh my gosh, they ruined him when he went out. He was like a hero. Joey Logano, when he first came in, very young, everybody was ripping on him. Now he's a 2-time NASCAR champion, you know. Michael Jordan, even when early on, it was like, oh, he cheats, he gets to travel in the lane and the Jordan rules and all of that kind of stuff. So history of professional sports is littered with stories of young guys that come in and that have to face a lot of this heat, and then they overcome it, and then by the end of their career, they're like, you know, Dale Earnhardt. They're like the greatest thing since sliced bread. So, you know, there is something to learn there from history.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Absolutely. It's an awesome, just, you know, I love it because it's an adventure.
Yeah.
You know, it's uncharted territory for me. A lot of this, what we've done this year, and I've learned so much. I've learned so much on fishing. I've learned so much on life. I've learned on life on the road. I've learned little things, you know, that play big roles in our lives. And that's one thing that was really important this year. And I had never been experienced. I've never been exposed to any of this type of life, you know, and now getting through this year. You know, at times this year flew by of a blink of an eye, and then at times it felt like it was sliding. Mm-hmm. You know, it was real slow, but, you know, we've learned so much this year. And that's what I'm really blessed with this year, is just how much I've learned on, you know, I hate to say this, you know, you want to be a people pleaser. You want everybody to be your friend.
Yeah.
But to realize when a guy truly has, you know, a true friend. There's not a whole lot of those in a lifetime. And that's what I'm really taking for granted is, you know, finding those people that I can trust, true friends that just, you know, you can go with, you can grow with. It means so much to me to have those few people in the fishing industry that I truly adore, on them having faith in me, them keeping me positive. Anything like that is a huge thing in life. That, you know, we can't take anything with us, but that's one thing that makes life a lot more meaningful.
I actually tweeted out something of you during the tournament that I appreciated. It's just a pet peeve of mine because I deal with sponsors all the time. And the fact that on the back of your FXR rain gear, you had your sponsors listed all there on it. And that's been, I've said this for years. It's like, you know, these guys spend so much time in their rain gear. Why doesn't their rain gear look like their jersey? So at least all their sponsors who are paying all this money to support these people, you know, get some love. And sure enough, there they were, you know, most of all your main sponsors on your gear. So that's a smart thing, you know, by you. I'll tell you, it was a joy watching you. And for you to go to the St. Lawrence, you hadn't fished that wasn't your style of fishing. You hadn't fished Champlain and St. Lawrence. You didn't know from these brown bass and everything else. And for you to finish third, you know, in your second real true smallmouth event, I mean, it says a lot for the future.
Yeah, so when I was standing up there with Chris and Corey, I was like, dude, I know this seems a little bit weird or anything. I know, like, whatever, but I was like, dude, I am so honored just to be all here and stand up here with y'all. Like, this is like, that was the most moment of my life.
Yeah.
to feel accomplishment, you know, like, yes, you can go all over and do something, but when you have a true personal goal of figuring out a certain type of fishery for that week, not, and I don't know a lot that goes on there, but that week was very blessed, and we were able to figure it out in that time, and it just, I told them, I was like, dude, you don't know how much it means to me just to be able to to stand up to here in a top 10 on a fishery that I never thought would happen. And it was huge, you know.
Yeah.
And going forward, the confidence that says, Trey, you can, if you're presenting your bait right and you have the ability to do this, I mean, that's a huge thing in your career, is once you have that turning point of, okay, instead of being negative and you have the point of, I can do it, is... It helps so much.
Yeah, well,
I think very blessed that I had that this week of having the confidence on these years going up, because every year everybody knows there's a northern swing.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you certainly can do it. Trey McKinney has been our guest. Congrats on a great season. Enjoy the woods, and we'll look forward to chatting again down the road.
Thank you so much, buddy. Y'all have a blessed day.
All right, thank you. That's Trey McKinney. When we return, Hank Weldon will join us with exciting news on the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series for the 2025 season. Next on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives, and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers." When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat, and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And big news coming out of Birmingham this week. We wondered whether or not there would be any kind of shuffling around or any changes made in the St. Croix Bassmaster Opens presented by Seven and Tackle Warehouse Bassmaster Elite Qualifier Series. And lo and behold, they came up with something. I, in my own mind, have been kind of throwing this around and trying to figure out different ways that they could do it, whether you'd have a tournament within a tournament and all that type of stuff. And they came up with something that is really, really cool. I would have never imagined this. And joining us to talk about it is the Opens Tournament Director, one Mr. Hank Weldon. Hank, welcome back to the show. How are you, man?
I'm doing well, Tom. Tired, but excited too at the same time.
Yeah, well, getting to the end of the open season, obviously one left to go, and that one at Lake Hartwell. I can't wait to get over there myself. I love fishing Hartwell, and so that's gonna be great. And we're gonna find out who the nine new elites are there. So that's fantastic. But in the meantime, you guys came up with a pretty significant, I can't even call this a tweak. I mean, this is an overhaul of of the way the Bassmaster Opens will work and the Bassmaster Elite Qualifiers will work as well. So let's get into this deal a little bit and just talk about the motivation behind, you know, having two divisions with four tournaments each and then feeding into a three-tournament Elite Qualifier Series. You know, what was the mindset as to why you guys felt like you needed to separate these two?
Right. And, you know, I don't want to say this was the plan all along, but we knew that after year one of the EQs and the success it had, within the inside the Opens, we knew that there was a progression that was needed and sort of an advancement to, I guess you could almost call it the postseason of bass fishing, right?
Yeah.
It's playoff era has begun, but yeah, I mean, there was a lot of time and effort and discussions that were put into this because we do know that, you know, we try to stay consistent and with all the anglers, so they know what they're going to fish with Bassmaster, and we felt like this was a change, but we labeled it more of an enhancement, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's giving anglers a true sample size still. That was the beauty of the EQs that we're wrapping up in about 2 weeks. It gave a true full season sample size, and this still does that. It's just in a little bit different form, and we're excited about it.
Yeah.
You know, we were cautiously optimistic when we announced it, but based on initial feedback, it seems like it's understandable, one, and second, it seems like a lot of anglers and potential anglers seem to like the idea.
Well, as anglers, we like to complain about everything, and I'm an angler before I'm a broadcaster, and I tried to come up with something to complain about here, and I can't come up with anything to complain about. I just think it's so cool. So let's tear it down and start it from the beginning. So there's two divisions of St. Croix Bassmaster Opens, which will have four tournaments in each division. And if you enter all four of those divisions, each division winner will automatically qualify still for the Bassmaster Classic. And then each have their own angler of the year list in the top 50, regardless of how many there are. If it's 150, 200, or 51, the top 50 will qualify for the EQ tournament series, which will then happen subsequent to this in the fall. Is that am I correct so far?
Yep, you hit the nail on the head. You know, 225 pros in each division. It'll be capped at that still. Co-anglers are still there.
Yeah.
We wanted to preserve the win, and you're entered into a full division. Should you win an open, then you punch your ticket to the Classic. 50 anglers each AOI race out of the division punch their ticket to the newly installed series called the Tackle Warehouse Bassmaster Elite Qualifiers.
Okay, so I finish, not I, because I'm not of this talent, but I'm going to say I. So I finish 30th in one division. I fish all eight, and I give double my chances, make money. Finish 30th in one division and 41st in the other division. I take one spot. Then does that kind of reduce the feel? Like if you're a double qualifier, could you end up, not necessarily taking 100 guys from the Opens. You could maybe take 82 or something like that.
No, it's that certainly we were aware that that could happen, mm-hmm. and the plan is to have that hard cut off at the top 50 in the AOI race, and that's for several reasons. You know, it's the main thing is the Opens are going to end, you know, in late July, early August, still working on finalizing that schedule, and then we're going to turn around. You're going to have about 3.5-4 weeks to get ready, right? We're going to have to wait for the Elite Series to wrap up. And we're not going to be able to spend a lot of time basically going down those AOI lists trying to get to that 50 mark. So, and again, you know, it's a, that 50 mark is the way it needs to be. You know, that's that's a very successful season. So it may be a little less than 100. We'll be curious to see how that shakes out, but that's the plan. Top 50 in each division, hard cutoff.
So if I, so if the guy who finishes, will he qualify out of the division that he's highest in? Because that can impact the other division. In other words, if he finished 32nd in one division and 49th in the other division, it's still going to be the top 50 one way or the other. And he just happened to take a spot, you know, already. And now we're down to 99 and then the numbers go down. Okay, so that's cool. And you mentioned co-anglers still in those events as well, which is always very exciting. I've fished these things for about 5 years as a co-angler. And I know the numbers have been down the last few years, but man, oh man, it's just for $475, 2 days in a boat with a pro. It just doesn't, you just doesn't get any better than that. It's not like fishing with a guide because they don't necessarily, you know, they're not out there to make sure you catch fish, but you sure learn a lot fishing with those guys. So I think it continues to be, you know, a great, great value. But then when you get to the EQs, the three EQ tournaments, which will be fall tournaments, I think that's key as well. When you get to that point in time, no co-anglers, basically it looks just like the elites and has elite rules, right? Which means the one transducer rule, the 55-inch rule, all of those things.
Yeah, I mean, the standardization technology, there's going to be some shape or form that's echoed down through the Opens with that. We're still fine-tuning that too. But yeah, you're right. I mean, from, you know, from the no information when the season's announced kind of thing, we're going to hold those EQs back. Everybody will see. And when we announce those, you know, it's going to be very similar to how we handled the Elite Series. You know, you have to have a POV camera and you know, all of those things. You know, we like to call it an Elite Light event. It's going to be 3 days instead of four, but you know, we're going to have our large Elite Series stage that we bring in. You know, that's going to be there. You know, there's going to be a small, you know, venue there. You know, so it's going to be we're excited about it. Excited to see what can happen. And what we want, Tom, is the goal for this angler is if you make the EQs, that is now a successful season. If you make the top 10 and punch your ticket to the Elite Series, fantastic. But there's going to be another 90 anglers that have had a very successful season and have moved on to a very prestigious series that we've now installed.
So now, and there's Hank Weldon with us, the tournament director for the Opens, talking about the new Opens format. So now, also in the EQ tournaments, they are open to the elites, just like the Opens are open to the elites. A lot of guys want to fish a lot of tournaments. That's fine. They can do that. But this, I mean, you have basically 40 to 45 elites that qualify for the Bassmaster Classic. That's a little less than half the field. Those other guys, along with anybody else, I don't care if you're the angler of the year wants to fish three more tournaments, he's eligible, right, to go and fish in these EQ tournaments. So this is going to be a stout field, and yet you could have 20 or 30 current elite anglers who are, A, either trying to earn their card back in case they fell below the magic number of 70 and however that math is done, or trying to get into the Bassmaster Classic by winning one of those three events, because those three events also will carry an automatic qualifier. Am I right on that?
That's correct, yeah. It's a net add of 2 Bassmaster Classic bursts when you look at the total. The Opens used to be 9 events, 9 Classic bursts. Now the Opens are 8 events and the EQs are 3, but that takes that total to 11. So we installed 2 more burrs to get to that 11. So that's right. It's a net add. And yeah, you know, we're excited about that. We wanted to be able to offer that to the Elite Series anglers. Several of them have asked about having a separate fall series. So we think that checks that box. One of the questions we have gotten, though, is if an elite angler that's, you know, inside the top 70 in elite AOI points, they've already requalified for the Elite Series that next year. If they're in the EQs, would they take points? And the answer to that is no, they will not take points. We will remove them out of the points race. And, you know, know, if you have an example, an Elite Series angler wins the tournament, that's already requalified, and second place is an EQ angler, that second place angler doesn't get second place points. They would get first place points because they would have been the highest finishing eligible elite qualifier angler to gain points.
Yeah, so, but the elite does get he does get a classic spot. I mean, he still would get that class if he wasn't already qualified for the classic. Correct. He would get that classic spot. Now, what if he double qualifies? Then they'll go back to the elite list like they always do and just go down the list, right?
As far as the classic, yes.
Yeah, classic.
But requalifying for the elites, no. We will get a new incremental 10 anglers who are not qualified for the next elite season will punch their ticket to the elite. That may be an elite angler who is not requalified, or someone from the Bass Nation, the second and third place guy from the Bass Nation Championship, or any of those 100 open anglers.
That's nice. Correct. All right. And these guys aren't fishing for like a gift certificate to Whataburger, right? I mean, there's going to be some decent money involved in that. We're really not going to get into that right now, but there is that factor as well. These are three high level tournaments, just like the Opens, but the money will be even better. And so there's some real money to be made in the fall for these guys. I'll tell you what, man, you guys did a tremendous job on this. Hank, this is very, very exciting, and I think it's very clear and easy to understand, and it just extends the season that much more as well for important bass fishing tournaments starting in January or February with the elites all the way through November. I mean, I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, you know, we're excited about it. And you're right, like you said, you know, we 135 anglers in that, you're going to be looking at $75,000 for first place.
Nice.
For one of these EQ events. We'll pay down to the top 40. That's 1 in 3, you know, which is pretty good in terms of entries to payback places. So, yeah, we're excited. And all that will be coming out early next week where anglers can look at that. Registration will open up in early November. Season's going to come out in mid-October. That's the hope. We're excited about that. So, yeah, just be tuned to Bassmaster.com, and, we'd love to have you fishing with us next year.
Yeah. Or Bassmaster Radio. We'll tell them about it if they miss it on Bassmaster.com for sure. Hank Weldon has been our guest. Hank, we appreciate you, man. Great work.
Tom, thank you.
All right, thank you. That's Hank Weldon. What a great man. I'm so excited for this. All right, we get a break in here. When we come back, we continue with our winning ways. How about the AOI, Chris Johnson? You'll take a listen to my conversation with him next, right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, I need a printer for the office.
Staples has the best brands, like HP.
Well, I have some demands.
Oh.
Burton Sales demands it be fast.
HP's Office Jet Pro is super fast.
Megan Marketing demands color prints.
Check.
And Kurt the Controller demands I don't overpay.
With Staples hot deals, you get up to 40% off select HP printers.
Oh, great. My job can be...
demanding?
I was going to say a lot of fun.
Right now at Staples, save up to 40% on select HP printers, America's most trusted printer brand. Ends 9/28.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check you have a full tank of gas first before road tripping through the desert.
Empty? Seriously? Maybe I can walk.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Maybe I can't.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster Magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today. And we'll even throw in some free gifts.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinnerbaits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching
so
more fish.
See and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell. Boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell, perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
The holidays are coming, and Lowe's is here to help you get ready. Right now, get up to 40% off select home decor to put the finishing touches on every room. The savings don't stop there. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an additional $75 on select cooking appliances, $899 or more. Because Lowe's knows holiday hosting. Valid through 10/16. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio, as we continue at our champion show. All champions today. We're going to end it with the ultimate champion, the Angler of the Year, Chris Johnston. He wins Angler of the Year. He was outstanding in the tournament as well at the St. Lawrence, as he always is. Was very good at Champlain. He came out like a truck to win this whole thing, and it was fascinating to watch all weekend long last weekend. And he joins us now on the VMC Hook. Chris, welcome back to the show, my friend. How are you?
I'm not bad. I'm just finally getting a little downtime, to be honest. It's been a busy, busy couple weeks, but now I just got some time to enjoy it.
Yeah, well, you should enjoy it because, I mean, this was an outstanding performance by you. And we've got to be honest here. There are so many things that fell into place over the last, you know, month and a half of the season that kind of opened the door for you to grab this Angler of the Year, starting with Trey McKinney screwing up at Smith Lake. Let's be honest. I mean, the kid doesn't screw up. You know what I mean? Kid comes in on time, and you're all fishing for second, right? So,
yeah, he blows it out of the water. It's such a, like, a simple mistake, but it cost him his whole year. That one stings.
Yeah, well, that hurt. And then, of course, you know, Justin Hammer struggled a little bit up there, and that opened the door when he didn't make it to the weekend as well. And then you did.
I didn't think Hammer was going to stop catching him, to be honest. He was having an incredible year.
Yeah, so that was surprising because he's had some success up there in the past, the Alabama Angler. Yep. And, you know, but you do what you do. And then, of course, the other thing is, the wind blows on Saturday to the point where, okay, I got to go to my honey hole. And it was, you know, if the wind's not blowing on Saturday, you were out in the lake, struggled a little bit on Friday out there. But if the wind's not blowing, are you blowing right by that buoy and heading right for the lake again or not? Or were you going to go there one way or the other?
No, I go to the lake. So that spot. We joke about it with buddies that fish the river for the last, like, 5 years. It's like, man, we wish we could blow that spot up because when the fish are on it, which they're on it 90% of the time, you can't compete on any other river spots when it's river only because it always gets one there. And it's like, let's race to that spot and fish by four or five boats. So I try not to fish it. But when the lake's open, you can go out in the lake and you can compete with it, no problem. And in a four-day tournament, you can usually outfish it. Mm-hmm. So... yeah, day two, I start on it, throwing my minnow, but I got there late as the last boat out, and I watched G and McKinney absolutely hammering them for like 2 hours. I lost 1-6, and I wasn't on the sweet spots at all. But I'm like, if I can get two bass out of this spot, two good ones, I'll go to the lake, and I can get three more good ones. I got a long day, and it didn't happen for me that day, and I got run around trying to fish history and like just big fish spots. And I got spun out on day two for sure. Mm-hmm. But yeah, day three, the wind blew and I have no problem fishing in the wind, as you know, but you can't do it when you're going out of Waddington because it's a timing issue.
Yeah.
So I have to go to the honey hole. Like I don't have another option. That's where I go for the past 7 years. I go to that spot when you can't get to the lake. Because some of the biggest fish in the river live there.
Yeah. So, and you had said it before you went out. You said, look, I know Robert G's not going to like this, but I got to go there. And you also mentioned the fact that, look, Robert G and everybody else that has kind of marked that spot, They saw you doing this on live. They saw you win there 4 years ago. They've seen the aerial shots of it. You know, it's not too hard to figure out where that turquoise buoy is. I was wondering whether or not maybe you and your buddies have been out there, you know, with a can of spray paint, just paint that buoy red or change it, maybe make it, you know, so people can't find it. But
yeah,
but you
put it on the map.
Yeah, but and you like, said you were going there. Yeah.
Yeah, and I really don't like fishing the spot, and I did it in practice. I fished it for 10 minutes, and I caught two. And a buddy of mine, Jay Shakir, was behind me. He's like, "You catch it?" I'm like, "Yeah, I caught two." Like, it's no secret. It's a community spot. And even G's like, "Yeah, it's a community spot." And I have no problem with anyone fishing it now. Like, I exploited it, and I turned it into that. But I need to fish it because that's where I fish when the can't get on the lake. So, and when I pulled up, G was like, kind of in the middle of the break. It's probably a 200-yard break, and I'm like, all right, I can just get on this corner of it on the right side. And I didn't pull up 15 feet from him, but when the cameras were rolling and we were both catching him, he had drifted down to me, which completely fine. And I think you guys heard our conversation, and he didn't understand that, listen, this is where I fished and kind of exploited this spot.
Right.
And that's where it gets confusing. And he's like, yeah, you know what, I can't argue with that. And there's tons of fish. We both caught lots. And we both caught good fish. So,
and you weren't trying to run them off. I mean, it wasn't like you were saying, "Oh, this is my spot. You shouldn't be here." It was, you know, you. It seemed like you were okay with the fact that he was there, and that you almost anticipated there was no way you were going to go there and nobody would be there.
No, usually there's about five boats on that spot right there. So it's no, I wasn't mad at all, and I don't think he was either. But I think when I started catching big ones, I think he maybe got a little frustrated.
Yeah. So what's the difference? First of all, the spot itself, what's amazing about it is, like you say, this has been being pounded for a long time. I mean, you won there in 2020, but, you know, you had fished there many years before that. It's an ATM machine for you guys, you and your brother, you know, going through there. But what's amazing is it continues to reload. I don't know if the smallmouth are stupid or if it's just that good a spot. It's kind of like an underwater ledge. You could see it so clearly on the forward facing. It's like an underwater cliff, if you will, and they just keep coming back to it. They can't resist that spot.
It blows my mind how the fish keep using it. And I dropped an underwater camera down on it. I do it all the time because I try not to even fish it in practice. And there is hundreds of five-pounders down there. I don't mind saying that now because it's even worse of a community hole. But it's just, it's right in the central of where all the biggest fish in the river are. Like, you got spawning flats all around that island. You got Baysfield Bay, you got up by the ferry, and there's shoals, all like the biggest fish spawn around there, and they all go to that break. I think different schools pull up on it all the time, but it seems like all those big fish use that break at some point.
Chris Johnson with us. He is the new angler of the year, Bassmaster Angler of the Year. That comes with an extra 100 G's, which is awfully nice as well. And what a season it was for you. I mean, you make every cut except for one, which was the Bassmaster Elite at Wheeler Lake, the Whataburger Bassmaster Elite at Wheeler. Is the only time that you don't make a Saturday cut. So it was tremendous. When you head north after the 18th place finish at Smith Lake, when you head north to fish, you know, Champlain and the St. Lawrence River, what's your thought process? Are you doing the math? I know we talked about this a little bit before you went up there, but were you doing the math and say, boy, if these guys give me a little opening, if I finish top five in both events, I'm going to win Angler of the Year?
I wanted to really do well at Champlain and just give myself a chance on the St. Lawrence River. Mm-hmm. And I figured I needed a top 10 on Lake Champlain. It just so happened to work out. I finished second, and that was another close one. But on Champlain, it was more of a fun tournament for me because I had like five areas where I was catching fish, and you know what, I'm just gonna go fish those five areas, and whatever happens, happens. And then when I got to the St. Lawrence, I kind of stressed myself out because now I've got like 70 different areas, and my mind, it was one of those things, local knowledge, I knew too much, and I spun myself out trying to do too many different things. Mm-hmm. And when you only got 5 hours of fishing because of the long run, I just, I almost messed it up, to be honest.
Well, I'll tell you what, you didn't. Yeah, ultimately get this victory in the Angler of the Year title. And you also said something when you were out there fishing that spot on at the St. Lawrence, was that you couldn't do this, what you were doing, you couldn't do it without the forward-facing sonar because of the fact that you had to put drop that minnow right over them. You had to know, you know, put it right on top of their head. But you did do it there for years without forward-facing sonar. What was the difference in how that plays in, you know, in a spot like that?
They fish got have got educated. Mm. I used to catch them. You go through different baits. When I first did it, it used to be a drop shot. You'd start on the break, and you drift right on the break, and then you drift back 50 yards, and then you go back up and drift. And then after that, I was catching them on like bottom contact baits. You'd throw it up to the break, and half the time you get snagged on the break. And if you could get it over that break, you'd get a bite. But the fish just, they get used to what, like, different presentations.
Mm-hmm.
And actually someone won a tournament last year on a minnow on that spot. And it's just something they haven't seen a ton of. And I bet you by next year, they're going to look at minnows and say, nope, seen that too many times. And you're going to need a new bait and something new to trick them up.
Yeah, good point. Chris Johnson with us here. All right. So brother Corey gets the win. We just talked to him. How much, look, you guys are very competitive. There's no doubt about it, but you're brothers and you got to bust each other's chops. How much grief will he get from the boys back north of the border over yakking like he was on Saturday? I mean, the Technicolor yawn that he took over the side was pretty impressive. And then he just gets up and keeps catching him.
Oh, I laughed when I heard that, to be honest.
Have you seen it yet? Have you seen the footage of it yet? It's
yeah, someone sent me the video. It's hilarious. And to be honest, I'll give him a hard time, but I was in a similar situation there years ago, and I don't know what it is, but when you're staring down that screen looking at your live scope, I started to get a little woozy too. I was like, oh man, this isn't normal. And that day that it happened, I turned back to my cameraman. I'm like, you don't look so good. He's like, nah, I'm not feeling so good. I'm like, if you need to throw up, just do it. He's like, I already did five times.
Oh, God. So,
when you're looking through a camera lens or at the live scope, it can catch you.
Yeah,
for sure.
Well, I grew up on that lake, and people don't understand. You get swells out there. I mean, the waves, the wind is one thing, but you get swells out there like the ocean. And, you know, the old thing we all learn as kids, right, is keep an eye on the horizon, right? Just watch the horizon. Well, you can't watch the horizon when you're looking down at that screen, that's for sure.
Yeah. No, it's entertaining. It's always fun, and I'm always trying to beat them or trying to beat me. And to be honest, on day two, I was like, I could have went over there, but where he wasn't, I didn't think I could catch them good. It was kind of it's a risky spot.
Yeah.
There's lots of fish, but they don't bite good. They've been heavily pressured, and he was catching them on a minnow as well over there. But on day one, he caught seven bass. So my safer bet on day two, I was going to try and fish off that island, get two or three big ones, and then just go out to the lake where I fish all the time, and I figured I could get two or three big bites because I had a long day. It just didn't work for me on day two.
Yeah. Well, those shots of the family all on the stage, dad, mom, the kids, your kids and Corey's kids look like they're almost the same age. I mean, those cousins, they gotta be living large, you know, thinking that this is normal, that, you know, that Uncle Corey wins the tournament and dad wins the Angler of the Year. You guys took a lot of money out of there this weekend, and it was really, really fun to watch.
It's a lot of fun watching them grow up together too, and they love fishing, they love hunting, and they get to do it all together. I think mine's the oldest at 7 years old, and his youngest is four.
Yeah, they're all
They're all playing together, and they've already got to go in some tournaments, and they're being brought up in the outdoors, and we're trying to do it right.
It's a beautiful thing for sure. Chris Johnson has been our guest. He is the Angler of the Year. Chris, appreciate you coming on this year. You're on two or three times, but that's what happens when you're fishing so well. And you know, congratulations on the Angler of the Year, and you know, can't wait for big things to get started in 2025, man. Enjoy the downtime, enjoy the woods.
I appreciate the call.
All right, man. Thank you. That's Chris Johnson.
Thank you.
All right. We'll get a break in here. We'll come back and wrap it up next. I'm Tom Abraham. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today. And we'll even throw in some free gifts.
The final segment of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio is brought to you by Omnia Fishing. With Omnia Pro, you can look at each lake's unique structure and the current water and weather conditions to see what kind of approach makes the most sense. Now, Omnia Pro members can see current conditions, including water temp, grass, and other conditions on thousands of lakes throughout the country on the Omnia Fishing mobile app. How would you like to have the ability to sort your waypoints by lake or date and record additional context such as current weather or water temp or clarity? Omnia's new waypoint management tools allow you to do all of this and more. Bring Omnia along on your next trip and create new dots with a single tap. We'll even set up a new dot for you based on your current location. Omnia has unlimited private waypoint storage so that you can create as many as you like without having to worry about running out of space. Now, Pro membership is only $49 for the entire year. It includes unlimited access to map layers from your phone, plus free shipping on all orders and 10% credit back on purchases. So you get loyalty credits even on sale items. But it gets even better. Go to omniafishing.com/bass to save 20% on a membership today just for listening to Bassmaster Radio. So you save 10% on that $49 Omnia Pro membership simply by going to omniafishing.com/bass. Let's take a look at the Minn Kota quest for the EQAOI with just one event left on the schedule next month at Lake Hartwell. You know, the new quest series of dual 24-36-volt brushless trolling motors was designed for anglers who demand the best from their equipment, even in the harshest environments. With a programmable foot pedal, re-engineered motor and mount, more advanced GPS functionality than ever before, and even an eco mode to extend battery life, the only thing this motor won't do is quit. So this is how things stand right now. Easton Fothergill has a pretty good grip on the lead in the number one spot with 1,422 points. Cody Meyer is now second. Tucker Smith is third. Emil Wagner is fourth. Andrew Loberg is fifth. Paul Marks is sixth. Dakota Ebert is seventh. Evan Kung is eighth. And get this, The top nine make the elites. Matt Adams and Bo Browning are tied for 9th and 10th with 1,285 points. And even Bobby Bakewell in 11th still has a shot. And former elite Garrett Paquette is in 12th. He needs to have a great tournament and have somebody falter in front of him. And maybe he could still sneak back in to the elites as well. Now, remember, if you missed any of last week's show, it's just a click away, Bassmaster.com/radio. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on Sports Byline USA and the Bassmaster Radio Network.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.